All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Lalema Aneja Dang. The headlines. All arrangements in place for counting of Lok Sabha and four state assemblies tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA represents aspirations of people and aims to build a new India. ISRO launches Earth Observation Satellite RESAT-2B from Sriharikota. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist killed in an encounter in Gopalpora area of Kulgam district. Oman author Joka Alharthi wins Booker International Prize for her novel Celestial Bodies. And in sports, 22 Indian women boxers enter semi-finals of second India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. All arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for Lok Sabha and four state assemblies of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. Counting will begin at 8 a.m. Counting of electronically transmitted postal ballot system, ETPBS, and postal ballots will be taken up first. Counting personnel will randomly select 5 EVMs from each assembly segment for matching with VVPAT slips as directed by the Supreme Court. The court yesterday rejected a PIL seeking 100% matching of VVPAT slips with EVMs. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure smooth and hassle-free counting. News Services Division of All India Radio has made elaborate arrangements for providing authentic and latest results of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states. First time, AIR will continuously broadcast special program on election results for 40 hours. AIR News will mount Special Janadesh 2019 bilingual program in Hindi and English from 7 a.m. tomorrow to 11 p.m. on Friday.
On biggest festival of democracy, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019. Who will win, who will lose? Our correspondents across the country will tell you latest live updates of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Tariq Rathar for AIR News, Srinagar.
Suparna Sekia, AIR News, Delhi.
Jitendra Divedi, Jaipur.
Jay Singh from Chennai.
Asunyo from Kohima.
Origit Chakraborty, Kolkata.
Saikat Sarkar from Panaji.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results from 23rd May, 7 a.m. to 24th May, 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels. You can also catch us live on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
In Madhya Pradesh, counting of votes for 29 Lok Sabha seats will be held at 51 district headquarters. The process of counting will start with the counting of postal ballots at 8 a.m. The results are expected during night. Here's more from a correspondent.
The Election Commission has completed preparations for counting. 15,000 personnel have been trained for the purpose. There are 1,800 CCTV cameras at these counting centers for monitoring. 9,000 personnel, including 17 companies of central forces, have been deployed for the security of strong rooms in which the EVMs have been kept. The first result of the state is likely to come around 10 p.m. Result of the Bhopal could also be delayed as there are 30 candidates in this Lok Sabha seat, while the result of Indore will be available only at the end of the counting on 24th. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
The Election Commission has established a 24-hour EVM control room at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. This will monitor complaints relating to polled EVMs. The complaints related to storage issues at strong rooms, security of strong rooms, permissions to candidates to post their agents at strong rooms, CCTV monitoring, movement of any EVMs and any complaints during counting related to EVMs can be informed at the control room number 011-230-52123. The number has 5 hunting lines.
For latest authentic election results, round the clock on 23rd, 24th May. Tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. In Rajasthan, almost all parliamentary constituencies except Banswara have greater number of male voters than female ones. Still, female electors have participated with great enthusiasm, resulting in higher polling percentage as compared to the males at 9 constituencies. Our correspondent reports that there was not a big difference between women and men polling percentage this time.
Track record of Sekhawati region of the state is not well regarding sex ratio, but women voters have set an example. All 3 seats of this region, Churu, Sikar and Junjunu, have recorded 1-4% more polling by female voters. Udaipur and Banswara parliamentary seats reserved for scheduled tribes also witnessed more percentage of female polling than male. Banswara reported the highest 74.91% female voter turnout, as well as the greatest difference of more than 4% between male and female polling. Last month, Badmer, Nagaur and Jalor also reported higher women voter turnout as compared to men. Jitendra Divedi, AIR News, Jaipur.
In Odisha, the fate of 174 candidates is sealed in EVMs for 21 parliamentary constituencies. An average of 73.08% polling was recorded in 4 phases. Here's a report from a Cuttack correspondent.
Bearing a few minor incidences, the polling of both assembly and parliamentary constituency were conducted by and large peacefully in Odisha. Nawarampur recorded a harsh number of 78.79% of polling, while state capital Bhubaneswar recorded a lowest polling of 59.60% in parliamentary constituency. A total number of 1,73,50,774 voters participated in Lok Sabha election. It is seen that there is huge contest between ruling BJD and BJP. In last general election, out of 21 seats, BJP had got only 1 seat from Sundargarh. 63 counting centres have been arranged across the state. Tapan Maharana, AIR News, Cuttack.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, as a grouping which represents the aspirations of people of India. Addressing the meeting of NDA leaders in New Delhi yesterday evening, Mr. Modi said NDA has now become a strong pillar for fulfilling the regional aspirations. The Prime Minister said the aim of NDA was not vote or power, but to build a new India. Briefing media after the meeting, Union Minister Rajnath Singh quoted Prime Minister as saying that the aim of NDA is to serve the poor and solve the issue of poverty.
संकल्प लिया है रेजोल्यूशन में कि भारत 2022 में आजादी के 75 साल पूरा करेगा और हमारा प्रयास है तब तक हमारे महान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों ने जिस भारत का सपना देखा है माने कैसा भारत का स्वप्न था उनका कि भारत हमारा स्ट्रांग होना चाहिए प्रॉस्परस होना चाहिए डेवलप्ड होना चाहिए और साथ ही साथ इंक्लूसिव भारत होना चाहिए ऐसे भारत के निर्माण के प्रति हम पूरी तरह से प्रतिबद्ध हैं.
Mr. Singh said that Shiromani Akali Dal Chief Prakash Singh Badal presided the meeting of 36 allies of NDA. The NDA also passed a resolution lauding the efforts of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the meeting last evening, NDA leaders chalked out strategy on the possible outcome of general elections. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
राजनीति के मैदान सबसे बड़े घमासान के लिए जनमत की माटी से होगा राजतिलक. डीडी न्यूज पर देखिए सबसे बड़े रिपोर्टर्स नेटवर्क के साथ देश के हर मतगणना केंद्र से चुनाव परिणाम की सबसे सटीक और निष्पक्ष कवरेज. सिर्फ डीडी न्यूज पर आपको मिलेंगे स्पष्ट रुझान और सही नतीजे विश्वसनीय विश्लेषण के साथ. जनादेश 23 मई सुबह 6 बजे से लगातार कवरेज सिर्फ डीडी न्यूज पर.
Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully launched its Earth Observation Satellite RESAT-2B from Sriharikota. ISRO's PSLV-C46 carrying RESAT-2B blasted off at 5:30 this morning. RESAT-2B is meant for application in fields such as surveillance, agriculture, forestry and disaster management support. There's more from our correspondent.
It was a pleasant morning at Sriharikota as the day began with a rosy blue sky when PSLV C-46 soared to the skies with a roar. The onlookers expressed happiness by clapping their hands as the rocket took off with a reverberating sound. The rocket, which was built in a record 15 months, has been a success today. Indigenously developed ship was piggybacked in the satellite. The 3.6-meter antenna is said to be an advancement in technology. The 48th mission of PSLV has the cutting-edge technology. Joy, AIR News, reporting from Sriharikota.
In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Gopalpura area of Kulgam district during wee hours today. The encounter broke out after a joint team of Army and J&K police launched a cordon and search operation following intelligence input about the presence of terrorists in the area. As soon as security forces zeroed in on their hideout, the terrorists opened fire, triggering the gunfight. Security sources said the encounter continued when reports last came in. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj will attend the meeting of Council of Foreign Ministers of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. Ms. Swaraj reached Bishkek yesterday afternoon. She had a productive discussion with Kyrgyz Foreign Minister Adilbekov on all aspects of bilateral relations, including political and defense, trade and investment, health, capacity building and people-to-people ties. The Council of Foreign Ministers meeting will review the preparations for the forthcoming SCO summit, which will be held in Bishkek next month, and also exchange views on topical issues of international and regional importance. This is the second Council of Foreign Ministers meeting that India is attending as a full member of SCO. An author from Oman has won the prestigious Man Booker International Prize for Celestial Bodies, the story of three sisters of a desert country confronting its slave-owning past and a complex modern world. Jokha Al-Harthy, the first Arabic language writer to take the prize, will split the £50,000 or $64,000 purse with a UK-based translator, Marilyn Booth. Celestial Bodies beat five other finalists from Europe and South America, including last year's winner, Poland's Olga Tokarczuk. 22 Indian women boxers, including MC Mary Kom, have assured medals by entering the semi-finals of India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. Ace boxer Mary Kom had an easy win against Nepal's Mala Rai in the quarter-final last night. She will face compatriot Nikhat Zareen in the much-anticipated semi-final in the 51-kilogram category. Assam girls Jamuno Boro, Akushita Boro and Pilau Basumatri have also entered the semi-finals. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Lalima. Opposition raises EVM fears, asks EC for more checks, is the Hindustan Times headline. Parties seek more VVPAT matching in case of discrepancy, says the report. The Business Standard reports that RBI has ruled out credit line for non-banking financial companies for now. 14 years later, relief for Mulayam Akhilesh, CBI tells Supreme Court assets probe shut, is the Indian Express headline. At 67.11%, it has been highest ever Lok Sabha poll turnout, observes the Pioneer report. Most papers carry pictures of thousands of Delhi Metro passengers stranded due to a technical snag on Yellow Line yesterday. The Parsi priests have gone high-tech with prayers digitized. The Parsis can plug in the earphones to learn their prayers. That's a front-page story in The Hindu. Muzaffarnagar in Uttar Pradesh to host a Jaggery Mahotsav on 30th May, the death of Niki Lauda, Formula One champion, and Arunachal pole team having walked for 3 days to set a polling station are some of the other stories covered by newspapers today. And with that, it's back to you, Lalima.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All arrangements in place for counting of Lok Sabha and four state assemblies tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA represents aspirations of people and aims to build a new India. ISRO launches Earth Observation Satellite RESAT-2B from Sriharikota. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist killed in an encounter in Gopalpura area of Kulgam district. Oman author Jokha Al-Harthy wins Booker International Prize for her novel Celestial Bodies. And in sports, 22 Indian women boxers enter semi-finals of 2nd India Open International Boxing Tournament in Guwahati. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.